This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Trying to make sense of the senseless.
Absolutely. Howdy, everybody. Let's go live to Meredith Vieira's bedroom.
You end up smelling like a big brownie.
And now let's go live to Matt Lauer's bedroom.
I need to look at the meat and smell the fish and things like that.
Are we going to Al Roker's bedroom by any chance?
There it is. That's all we have for that. We do have Regis's bedroom.
I'd like to go to Regis's bedroom.
Gilman, why don't you come over here and push my leg up?
Do we have Ann Curry's bedroom?
Yes, we do, Mike.
Very good. On the fly. There she is.
And on this Good Looking Monday, let's say hope you had the best of weekends.
Unforgettable.
Jackie Chan.
In every way.
Oh, I love that song. We'll go to see your auntie, okay?
Right.
There are a lot of stupid girls in the media.
Oh, she goes. We never get deep into this cut. It's really nice. It's
incredible. You want to play it to the label?
That's I like hearing him say incredible.
So unforgettable.
Am
unforgettable too.
There he is. What? He wants
unforgettable.
John Gambling, News Talk Radio 77 WABC.
We're talking about the FCC. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks. Larry here in New York City. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, John. I have to say, number one, as soon as I hear the phrase, the FCC recommends, yeah, I immediately cringe because I know they're trying to change the behavior of an entire society, as has been evidenced over the last number of years. Now, and I think they come up with something like this. Now, exactly what do they want to do now?
What they want now is to get some sort of control over the violence. They have come to the conclusion that there's too much violence and sexual activity for children that children can watch.
There's the word. There's the key word you used, which is control. They want to control what we watch, what we think about what we watch, and whether or not any of us could survive in the same room where Michael Mara drops a big BM.
Well, Larry, you know what? We have this guy a lot
He's
of times on
me.
Here. He comes by the name of Larry.
Larry.
He comes by the name of who? Last week he was on. Jamie, last week he was on, too. What was his name last week?
Rudy.
The same guy.
Probably Larry.
It wasn't Larry.
Is this the guy that says call the cops?
Else. Can you imagine? I'm always.
We've
I
got
know this was, I know,
four calls in a row to this guy, though.
Didn't wow. hear what went on, right, Frank? I mean, nobody heard that? He's got his fingers crossed. Can you imagine that there are individuals that sit at home and listen
yeah.
to the radio
yeah!
and then pick up the telephone
we
and
can
take
imagine
all the
that.
Effort it takes to dial and then do childish acts like that?
It's hard work.
Always right next door, as close as your radio, John Gambling at 77 WABC. Dan in the Bronx, you're with John. Go ahead.
Good morning, John. I'm very upset to hear so many mothers.
Same day.
Saying the government should step in. They're handing over their own parental rights, and I hear them demanding it. And it's very upsetting to me. I have five children. One of them's name is Don Geronimo, and he hosts a radio show where
oh,
he
sure.
talks on the radio.
Absolutely. No, come on. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. How do we protect against this loony tune? How do you do it, Jill? I mean,
Speaking of government control.
Yeah, government control. You know what we should do?
Yeah,
That's exactly
He's a menace, all right.
Those of you on the radio, did not hear what this guy did. He belched. Did
change his voice on me again.
Well, of course. I mean, this is a lunatic. This
and it was on the radio. That's where we got the tape from.
It should be in a hospital.
He's obviously calling from
should
a mental.
Should be in a hospital.
I don't think he, I don't think he is. No, I think he's calling from his house. I think he's just mental.
Calling from a ward.
What we should do, and if you are still listening.
He's a squad car part.
Larry and whatever, wherever you were, and Frank from last week. If you're listening, we actually have caller ID. We actually know where you're calling from.
That's right. This happened before, and we sent
absolutely
it to the authorities.
Exactly. We have caller ID, and if we want to,
we can
trace this back. Now, you know, I've got a couple of contacts at the police department that we could actually.
What
you
year
know,
did you and I stop telling
visit,
that lie?
arranged. So
about when people figured out that
when people figured out there's nothing we can
you
do.
Couldn't really call the police to say there's some guy that keeps calling our show and being a jackass calling a public radio show.
So next time,
I mean not public radio, but you know the public airwaves and all that crap.
Sure.
I'm Jamie. Next time Dan calls, jot down the number that's flashing on the caller ID, and we'll see if we can.
Yeah, we were told to give them one warning. This is the warning.
This is it.
All right,
this
I'll do that next time.
Okay, very good.
Jot it down.
I'm stunned. Every time I hear people do this, whether it's this radio program or others, I'm thinking to myself, how could you be so vacuous? How could you be so, your life be
thank
so
you
empty?
It is.
This is what you find entertaining.
We do.
That this is what you do to entertain yourself.
Funny.
Sure. We like the lecturing better.
Oh, yeah. The lecturing makes it so much better.
So after we got through twice in one day where they had the whole squad car thing.
Right.
Here's the next day.
Okay. John Gambling, WABC.
Friday, your turn to pick the subject matter. Here he is, the late great.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
Bobby Morris Pickett passed away yesterday. This kind of music, good old WABC music, radio music. Don't forget, Mark Simone tomorrow night at 6 o'clock with the Oldies Show right here at 77.
Well, load this guy is.
Wow.
Is that the guy? Is that the blonde-haired guy?
Cross promoter.
John Gambling, he's the son or maybe the grandson of Rambling with Gambling. I think he's like a third-generation broadcaster.
Right, oh, okay.
7WABC.
Doesn't mean he doesn't suck. Boy, he sure does. Hey, I got an idea to fill 30 seconds. How about we just roll Monster Mash?
Bobby Boris.
To our phones. Going to start with Rob in Hackensack. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, John. I wanted to say that I think there is such a thing as too much free speech. This has been one of the most eventful months in my 40 years that I've been alive. You have Rosie O'Donnell, who's disgusting. This is too easy, by the way. Rosie O'Donnell is disgusting. I've seen Alec Baldwin actually protesting up at Indian Point. Well, he stood there and he screamed, oh, boy, Michael Mara's taint, oh, boy, whoopee!
All right. Rob, you didn't call yes, you did. Rob, you still there? Rob, you still there?
Well, Robbie.
You know what's great in that is he drops character voice after the first sentence to say, this is too easy. And Gambling just laughs at him.
Yeah.
Has no idea that he's setting him up.
Oh, my God.
So now is he going to – I think we've heard this before, but is this where he says, are you the guy that called yesterday?
I think so. He grills him a little bit.
Find out.
Rob, you still there?
Hi.
Yeah, Rob, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Why do you do this?
For the Don and my show.
Okay. So you get a kick out of doing this. I mean, this keeps you going for the rest of the day?
Oh, yeah.
Well, not for a whole day. It'll probably keep me going until, I don't know, maybe 8 o'clock tonight, maybe.
Do you take medication?
As a matter of fact, it's almost time for my medication.
Yeah, I suspect it is. Rob, you know, Rob, go do something else. Would you please? Go bother somebody else.
Go.
Okay.
He almost said
go
it.
Go after yourself. We had two people doing this, and how does Rob get through?
It's one guy.
How does he get through?
Flipper. Okay, and then...
is there one more?
Yeah, then there is. Same day, second day, fourth call. This is the last one.
Let me go to Johnny in New York City. Johnny.
Yeah.
I've got just a second here. Go ahead.
Okay. I know you've said that you would never run for office for anything, but what about if somebody offered you an appointment like this?
Yeah, good. He made it again. Oh, my goodness. What a great way to finally end up. You guys got to get better in there.
Uh-oh.
I think we need to put that voice analyzer
He's
back
quite
onto
a
the line here, onto the telephone.
You need to get
so
better
can
in
get
there.
A handle on this guy. Did you bleep him that time?
No.
You didn't push the button because I can't. I hear
did
everything.
Use the clicker,
which is not always the best thing in the world to be able to do. Listen, everybody, have yourself a great weekend.
Yeah.
Catch up with you on Monday back here at 77 WABC.
On the flip side.
It's Friday call.
We'll see you.
Hello.
On the flip side.
Hello.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hello yourself. Right.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's right.
I love the Greeks. Zappa.
Shut up, Regis.
People want to see real women exploring all kinds of different sexual fantasies.
Hello. What do you love?
I love my boobs.
Yeah.
The heaving, well-implanted breasts caught my eye immediately.
Hi there.
But what about STDs?
Don and Mike, go home and get your shine box.
Stinky McStink face!
Stop that.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Well, we gotta say hi to Rob.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Trying to make sense of the senses.
I know.
They're great!
Oh, no!
What about the vagina?
Right. Here's Big Ed now.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
The brains.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
Welcome.
The show's gonna be funny.
It's gonna be a funny show. Phone number? Same as it was last week.
Same as it ever was.
877-365-3636.
Is everybody happy?
Yes, sir. Okay, uh-oh.
Uh-oh, Chongo!
Uh-oh, Chongo. The first call of a brand new week. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm just sitting on the couch, dialing madly, trying to fill my empty life.
That's what you do. That's what, according to that other guy.
We are going to
Jerry Rivers tape in there somewhere.
Well, what?
Did you play Jerry Rivers at the beginning of the show?
Was yes.
That's who I thought it was.
A little Jerry Rivers.
A little
for
Jerry
you,
Rivers. I like that.
Isn't he marvelous?
He's marvelous.
Now, you calling this show, we have your number on caller ID, and we are going to send a squad car, a black and white out your way. 1 Adam 12, Roger.
And the authorities are going to run you right out of town.
Hold on, I don't have to burp yet.
1 Adam 12, Roger.
See the man at the couch calling radio show.
See the blue boy. There you go.
You got it.
Thank you.
Now you got to throw in a whoopee.
Say whoopee. Oh, he's gone.
Oh, no. He sang it at home.
Yeah. I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now. I was familiar with that all weekend.
Burping?
Burping? No, more than burping.
Oh, really?
More than burping, friend.
You have gas issues?
I have. My gosh, what a weekend. What a sucky weekend I had.
Really? I'm sorry to hear that.
Nothing sucks worse than getting sick on a Friday night and not feeling better until Monday morning.
Yeah. Tummy sick?
Stomach and fever. And,
oh.
So the deal is, Friday during the show, I'm a pro, you can look it up, Mike.
Right.
You didn't know this.
I did not.
I was battling a flu that had to be, at that point, a temperature, my gosh, maybe 99. By the time I left the show Friday, I didn't feel bad till I got home Friday.
That's what I figured. Running a little warm.
I felt great when I left
on
Friday.
Yeah, I can usually tell. You know how I always know? If I didn't see this on Friday. I can always look at your handsome brow, where you'll have a few beads up there occasionally. You'll pop a sweat, but you seem fine on Friday. So this is Friday night, right when you're going to start your weekend.
The weekend, baby. 48 hours.
of nonstop partying.
No, Kelly Clarkson,
crazy time.
Normally you say party till you puke, but I guess that in your case it was you didn't need to party.
So I got home and started feeling a little clammy. And they thought maybe it's just me because it's like the outside inside. It was so humid outside, so cold inside.
Right.
Got out that old thermometer. And you know when you... When you've got one of those digital thermometers, I didn't know that it works rectally as well.
Oh, either way. Oh, I thought you only used it rectally. Both. Right?
Well, you know, I read the directions afterward. It said oral thermometer, and
you
I thought
it rectally, and then you look at it in a mirror upside down. That's how.
You know, what, do you have a camera in my house?
Yeah, it's pretty tough for you to crawl up on that vanity, isn't it? It really is.
Not with practice.
And it's hard to read the numbers backwards.
It is hard, especially with that thing there.
And I had to use that makeup mirror that Janet has, that little round one that where you, the one side is magnified,
sure.
Super magnified.
Yeah, well, you use the magnified part, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you can see all the hairs.
All the little crabs.
All the things jumping off.
Crawling around my butt. Hello, Don and Mike. What's up?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Okay.
Good. Listen, I've got a question about one of the lines in the opening. It's, is everybody happy? Mm-hmm. Where is that from?
Show historian Rob Spiewak.
Ted Lewis.
Thank you.
When my sister and I were little kids, I'm in my mid 40s. We used to say all the time, it's a party and everybody's happy. We have no idea where it came from.
Gotcha. We're having a party in our pants and we hope everybody's coming to the party.
Who is Ted Lewis?
The original. Well, hold on. I was thinking of Ted Mack.
I thought it was the Ted Mack Amateur Hour.
Right. He was a singer, a band leader, and a singer. He was most popular in the 30s, and that's from an Abbott and Costello movie called Hold That Ghost.
Is everybody happy?
Did your sister yell that when you?
Is everybody happy?
When you were bawling her?
Oh God!
Happy Monday from Rob.
He's gone now. Look, you drove him away.
You were bawling her.
And hi to your sister.
And there's a little early week fun and love. So, going right out to that guy.
Now, keep in mind that this weekend was going to be set up like as a weekend of sanctuary for me. Because over the last, it's almost 2 months now, I've pretty much been running a hotel at my house.
I know.
Sounds like it, man. You've had more guests than I can imagine.
Going back to, looking at calendar year 2007, going back to May 19th, right, when my son got out of school for the summer and came back for his first of a couple elongated visits, I had my son out here for 3 weeks. Then we had a 2 week break, and then we had my brother and his wife come out to visit for 5 days.
Is that why if we want to send you a postcard now, we have to send it to Geronimo Residence Inn?
That's followed by my son coming back for another 3 weeks with his girlfriend,
Donnie Sweets.
That is followed by them going to the beach with us for our vacation.
Nice.
And then at the beach, we were joined by my girlfriend's brother and his girlfriend and the boy that doesn't poop, Damon. And then we were joined by my girlfriend's mom and her nephew, Danny. Mm-hmm. And this weekend was supposed to be the weekend where I was going to hide from everybody because...
Right. At Geronimo ES.
Yes, because...
Extended stay.
Because my girlfriend's mother and the nephew are en route now, coming back for another week of fun.
I know that there was some question on Friday as to whether they were going to be joining you on the weekend or coming back on Monday.
No, well, that was decided that I needed some time.
Yes, well, that decided it, right? Yes.
Well, no. This is why Janet is great. She really is, and I keep waiting for this to wear off. I find that I can be absolutely 100% honest with her,
good. And
she deals with it. She said, "How do you?" When we were talking on Friday, she said, "You know, we could come back on Saturday, or we could come back on Sunday." I said, "Oh, come back on Sunday. You know, give me Saturday just to fart around by myself." Yeah. Now, I did not know that I was going to be able to have no fun on Saturday,
literally
no fun on Sunday, and it's so embarrassing that. I got up Saturday and I had bad sick poops and I had big vomiting and a temperature almost 102. So I call my doctor and my doctor waits, I don't know, gosh, you know, in that case, minutes seem like hours.
Yeah. Huh.
So let's say it's days later, but it's in the afternoon and he calls back from the ninth hole or wherever he is. And he says, "Well, that sure does sound to me like you've got the flu." I said, okay, thanks. He said, if your temperature goes above 103,
wow,
call me back. Mm-hmm. Now, this is not my regular doctor. Okay. This is my kidney specialist.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Remember that?
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, I passed a kidney stone, mm-hmm, and they gave me a schedule of antibiotics to take, which is why I was surprised that I was getting sick in the first place. Sure. So Saturday, go home. Nothing but puke, nothing but puke, sick, sick, sick. Wake up Sunday morning. Well, there it is, 103. Mm-hmm. So I get the pleasure of calling the service, and they call the guy, and they wake him up at home. Love waking up a doctor at home. Mm-hmm.
They're always so pleasant when that happens. Yes, what is it?
So he says, because the last thing this guy wants to do is have to get involved with something.
Of course.
I mean, I know his first thought is, well, just go to one of those 24-hour places.
He's a specialist.
His day is planned.
He's a specialist, so he doesn't want to deal with that.
He said, anybody you work with sick? Absolutely not. Yeah. Any kids you work with sick? Mike?
Yeah. Really?
What, who's sick?
In the head.
You're so crazy. Crazy in the head, crazy in the bed.
That's it.
All right, I'll get to the point of this. Finally, he says, what's the temperature? And I say, 103. He
says, that's when the walls start to move.
He says, no exaggerating. What is it? I say, 103. He says, all right, I'll call you back.
Hmm. Are you now 103, you get up in that range, and that's difficult to deal with. You get a little lightheaded. You get a little, you know, the walls start moving a little bit. At 104, I remember that.
I was all right. I was sick, you know. So he calls me back about 40 minutes later, and he says, you know, here's the darndest thing. You had the kidney stone about 2 weeks ago. You passed that thing.
Right.
And we gave you a schedule of antibiotics to take for 10 days. Mm-hmm. Well, we're not really sure who, but somehow you got the wrong thing.
Wrong medicine?
The wrong medicine.
Oh, no.
Oh. I said, okay, what are we going to do about this?
Jesus Christ.
And he said, I'm going to get you a new schedule of antibiotics right now. You're gonna go over there to the CVS.
So, are you dealing with an infection down there in the kidneys?
Yeah. So, as I'm walking into the CVS to get the refill, the new stuff.
Yeah.
I had the pleasure of puking,
like right outside the CVS.
I mean, right as you walk in the door.
Oh.
It was
like you puked inside the CVS, the airlock.
In the airlock, as you open the door where they've got the little. Put a quarter in and get those crappy peanuts or a handful of M&M.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it was just uncontrolled projectile.
And if there's nothing more embarrassing, you know, I haven't bathed for a couple of days. Feel like crap. I'm going in to get my meds.
Right.
And
you don't have like a virus or food poisoning.
No.
You got a thing that's from your previous thing.
Right. And I puke. And it's not a little bit of puke. And there was nowhere for it. It just came over me. And it was like,
sure.
Blah!
So did you have, like, in between, did you have kind of an appetite? Were you able to eat? Is that why you were, I would have thought you would have brought everything up, but if you got, like, a regular infection.
No, I had like soup and stuff like that. Then I had a sandwich. I had a lot of very light stuff, but I did not have a lack of appetite. So I was standing there in the airlock, in the indoor area, meaning INDOOR, two separate words, the indoor as opposed to the outdoor.
Right.
Standing there. Looking at my little pile of puke, wondering what exactly the protocol is to handle this. Because
your way into the store and get back to the pharmacist and get the hell out of there.
Well, I don't want to walk away because I truly have made a mess. I don't want to clean it up myself.
Of course.
But I want someone at the CVS to clean it up.
Of course.
So
you want to let them know what's going on.
I end up standing there for maybe 2 minutes.
How many people walk by?
Three or four people come in.
Oh,
and I say, no, you want to take this door here.
Yeah.
So they walk in and go, ooh, oh my.
Odor.
And one person actually said, oh, poor sick dog.
Good. And then did you latch onto that one? Yeah, that crazy canine.
No. Waited until, excuse me, give me a moment. Sure. Waited until the, whoever it is, the guy at the photo place,
right.
the guy at the little photo corner of the CVS.
Came out to take a picture of it.
finally came out and figured it out. Uh-huh. So I go back and I get the meds and it like by nighttime my temperature is way down.
You got the killer antibiotic that was designed for what you had, and that
had to go into one of them 24-hour places and get an IV.
Right.
So
get some fluids back.
Knocked it right down.
Good.
And despite the more raspy than usual sound of my voice. Sorry about that. It's just the weekend of retching, puking.
That'll do it.
And puking to the point where...
You got good color today.
Where nothing's coming out.
Bile.
Yeah. I mean, it was just
bile,
that.
Boy. Dry heaves.
Dry heaves. Thank mm-hmm. you, Buzz.
Well, that's a sucky weekend.
Yeah. It couldn't suck enough. And
isn't that on the heels of kind of a sucky weekend the weekend before that?
Yeah.
With your kidney stones.
Yeah. And all the people. But the good news is... I come before you today, a healthier person.
Good.
I feel better.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting well. And I got more company that will be at home tonight,
right
when I get home.
Wonderful. So.
And they'll be able to all nurse you back to health. Yeah, lucky Donnie.
I consider myself today to be the most pitiful son of a bitch on the face of the earth. I'm not the luckiest man. I'm the most pitiful man on the face of the
earth. You're feeling pitiful today?
Feeling sorry for myself.
Well, now does your lady know your condition?
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna need a little extra TLC when she gets home.
She'll be great about it. So anyway, that's all I had on the weekend was just getting sick and getting sick at CVS and getting the wrong meds. And then the last part, the best part, was when I started to feel better about 6 o'clock last night. Mm-hmm. I looked at the little medicine jars, the things that the meds come in, and I'm noticing that in fact the problem was not with my CVS pharmacist, the problem was with whoever the numbskull is that called in the original thing.
That's
for
your
me.
Doctor.
What kind of medicine were you taking all that time?
Birth control pills.
Wasn't it Viagra?
Yes.
And you have priapism?
Yeah, and Mike, and more
lasting
than four,
more than 4 hours.
More than 4 hours.
Try to get
That's
some
terrible
rest
and Cialis, because let's face it, when you're puking at CBS, the moment just isn't right.
Boy, and really not that great a TV weekend either. You know, not like you could really hole up and enjoy anything. What did you enjoy on the Magic Box all week?
Here's what a loser I am.
What'd you watch?
I got about 1,000 Law and Orders TiVo'd.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
That's what you watched?
Yeah, lots of Law and Order.
Oh.
You know when you're sick and you're laying in bed, they all just kind of run together?
Uh-huh. You know, you don't like watching golf on TV. Even the golf was a bore fest this weekend.
What
was it, the John Deere Classic?
Yeah.
Which is like one of those tournaments that they have before the major tournament, so nobody will play in it. You know, and it's like, this is Shelley Simpson who won the tournament. It's like, who? Who are these people? So not even that.
I'd rather be sick than miss work, though. So that works out great. And
you'd rather be sick than miss work?
No, I'd rather be sick on the weekend.
Yes,
than miss work during the week.
We all would. We all would. Absolutely.
So everything worked out okay.
I'm but I didn't time it right. I'm sick today. But alcohol recovery sickness.
Oh, that type of sickness.
That's all it is.
That type of sickness.
Even though I had a full day of recovery. It's just, too much weekend.
Is this still from Saturday night leftover?
This is from Friday night and Saturday night. Ooh. I got to jump on it on Friday night and went out also on Saturday night. And did the full Monty on Saturday night, where not only was I at my joint until the wee hours.
Thanks. Look around cafe.
But did the after breakfast afterwards thing, which I haven't done in many, many moons.
Oh, and you're drinking in the middle of the night?
Went to see my friends at the IHOP, you know, right down the street. Yeah, where the Arab guy or the Indian guy is there, and he always sees me coming in, and he's got the... I really wish this was TV so that I could duplicate the look that he gives me, because the look is always, hey, goofy guy. Goofy guy. Even though I never go in there and do anything goofy, he just gives me this look like, funny,
you know,
goofy guy.
Because he's seeing you in the... What is it, like 2:30, 3 in the morning?
Yeah, it's about 2 o'clock.
Right, and it's obvious that you've... We've had a couple of cocktails.
But I did something, and I don't know whether this is a new thing for eating breakfast food in the wee hour. I didn't eat the breakfast food. I ate a regular, like little sandwich, just a little tiny sandwich, and it was a much better recovery on Sunday because I didn't eat I think if you eat the greasy breakfast food at 2 o'clock, it's gonna do nothing to help your recovery
the next
day. Do
you like the greasy?
I just had me a little steak and cheese sandwich, which is a greasy, you know, sandwich, but it was not like having the, you know, the pancakes and all the sugar. I didn't do the sugar, and I think I was better for it.
Isn't the rule, generally speaking, if you had one the night before, the morning after, like 11 o'clock, something like that, you go to McDonald's or Burger King.
Get a greasy cheeseburger.
And that's when you get it, and that's when it really just slides down and does its magic.
And, well, when I woke up on Sunday, I realized it was not a question of...
having too much evening. It was a question of just lack of sleep, just generally lack of sleep, getting up at about 8 or 9 both days and just, you know, just completely run down. Carla went to sleep at like 7:30 last night, slept all the way through to her wake-up call at 6 o'clock this morning. Yes, Carla and I live in a hotel. For people that might be tuning in.
Her wake-up call.
Her wake-up call. When room service called her, you know, she has this alarm that goes off. And I was trying to get a little extra sack time this morning, and she has an alarm that goes.
Well, you've earned it, Mike.
She has the alarm that goes.
Uh-huh.
Like the waves.
I hate that crap.
But it gets progressively louder.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And you know, you hear it in the distance, and I know that, you know, I am going to have to travel the 2.5 feet all the way across the bed to get this as it's going. And she's, you know, she's getting up for work. And I'm like the total derelict lying in bed, and I'm just like, Carla, will you do the alarm, please? The alarm.
Like Tony Soprano land.
I am exactly like Tony Soprano. And it's just one of those nights where, you know, it was either cold or too hot. Mm-hmm. And this time of year with the air conditioning.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, Donna Mike.
God, I wish they would make, you know what I'd like to invent?
What Professor Backwards?
I would like to invent, and I'm sure somebody's going to say, oh, they have these.
A woman that doesn't talk?
A cooling bed. A bed that you could adjust like it would cool you.
I get it.
Like it would cool you because the room is 32 degrees.
Are you
we're perfectly cool in the bedroom.
Are you talking about like climate control for both sides, like in a car where you could have it cool? Or
make the whole bed cool.
The ill-fated McDLT keeps the hot side hot and the cool side cool.
Here is my dilemma. I rode the motorcycle all day yesterday, so I was hot because I'd gotten a lot of sun out on the motorcycle. And I would like to crawl into the bed. I can't control my body temperature in the bed by the room temperature. So if I get under the covers, I'm starting to get all hot and sweaty. If I take the covers off, I'm instantly freezing because it's, you know, I've gotten sun and it's just, I wish there was a temperature on the mattress and the pillow where you could die. And I mean, I don't think I'm asking too much.
It can be done.
I mean, we do all sorts of stuff. Look at that phone you've got.
Why'd
now?
You get a water bed? Huh? Well, you can't compare an iPhone to a bed. You can't compare an iPhone to a bed.
Rob, this is
cool.
Not early dementia.
Guaranteed.
This is not
guaranteed
early dementia. No, I'm perfectly lucid when I say these things. Okay. Just. My body temperature, my body clock was all off.
Buzz, you used to be a big proponent of the waterbed.
Yes.
Couldn't you make a waterbed cooler than
I have
than, you know, than the average bed?
If you're not careful.
I can't get by his shirt. I'm real sorry.
Is it too dark?
No, I only saw the top part. Show Don the bottom part of your shirt.
He's seen it, yes. It's
what
flaming
my,
red.
Mike, it's what my puke looked like at CVS on Sunday morning. Buzz has on a very loud, screaming, I'm a disc jockey Hawaiian shirt today.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What, did you win the basketball game at Six Flags this weekend?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Good Lord.
I see here they have cooling beds for dogs, but not for humans.
See?
You need a couple of them, though.
You can do it with the
because the temperature in the room does not match up, because when you crawl into the bed, you know, your body temperature and all that, and it was just, well, you know this.
Well,
God, you're coming off of 103 fever.
And I felt
Did you get the chills?
I would either get the chills or I'd get the other thing, I'd be like sweating like Marion Barry, and I would look up and it would be 65 outside, and the thermostat said like it's 71.
Oh, I hate the chills.
Yeah.
The chills are the worst. The absolute, where you just can't get warm.
Is this ongoing, or is this just because of the sunburn?
Yeah, it's because of the temperature and the sunburn.
Because a lot of times
else.
The first night of a sunburn, you'll be freezing, and then for the rest of the sunburn, you'll be hot.
I was totally jealous of Carla, who knocked off seriously at like 8 o'clock last night and slept all the way through till 6 o'clock, and meanwhile, you know, the thunderstorms come through. I get up because of the thunderstorms, and it's just, you know, I was restless.
Can you sleep in the tub?
Have you thought about, seriously, have you thought about?
Yes, Mike, nothing would be better to me than you slept in the tub.
Have you thought about getting one of those big things that they have, like at NFL training camps, where you fill a big metal tub up with water and ice, and you cool yourself down.
It's not that dramatic. What it is, and that's the whole reason it's not that, because it's not dramatic. It's a subtle thing, and it's a thing where covers on, sweat.
Right.
Covers off, freezing.
Right.
No in between.
Right.
Even with a sheet on me, it didn't seem to work.
How about this? You wet a blanket down and freeze it.
Stop. I'm fine.
Then it's subtle.
Well, then fine.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello
well,
there.
Well, then fine.
Hello.
Hi, Mike. To stay cool in bed, you got to let one leg hang out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true.
That's valid.
It works like a sort of a thermostat, I guess.
You know what?
You got a lot of pillows.
You are so...
A lot of pillows.
You are so...
And you keep flipping them over as you roll across the bed, and then you switch legs.
Rob, give this guy a prize.
Yeah.
This guy... Pull
the other one in when it gets cold.
This guy is so right on as I think about getting myself into bed at night. Same thing. Right leg underneath, left leg exposed.
You sleep on your stomach?
Nope, on my side.
On your side?
Or on my back.
Okay.
Then...
So you sleep on the left side of the bed?
Yes.
Okay, I sleep on the right side of the bed.
Do I?
Well, that's the woman's side, Mike. I think everyone knows that.
It is not.
Go back to I Love Lucy.
Or is it the left?
Yes, it
is.
And Dick Van Dyke.
Is it really?
Back when they slept in separate beds.
I've always slept on the right side.
Let me think. From their perspective,
I've always been a right sider.
Yes, Lucy's bed was our right, which would be her left.
Mm-hmm.
And on the Dick Van Dyke show, yes, he was in our right, would have been his left.
Well, I can throw my right leg out, and it'll have
right.
the same effect.
Exactly. Just expose an ankle and a wrist, and you'll be
cooler. But I sleep on my stomach. So, no, I'll throw my left leg out.
Either way.
Will you take pictures?
Sure.
Hello, Don and
I'll
Mike
Carla
Show.
I'll have Carla take pictures when I fall asleep.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I wanted to tell Mike why he can't have a cooling bed.
Why?
Well, because even at 75 degrees, you can still get hypothermia over a period of about 5 or 6 hours. You'd be dead.
Jesus.
Everybody, I believe him. I don't think this guy's lying.
Everybody's pissing in your Wheaties today, aren't they?
But I believe this guy.
What's the difference between that and being outside on a 75-degree day?
Well, and he's gone.
You'll never know.
Like the wind. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Well, hi. This is Shelley Presnell. I had a question for Don.
Yeah, Shelley.
My question for Don is, why would the doctors think that you would have the flu in the middle of July? I mean, most people.
That's right, because people don't never get the flu in the summer. That's you're right, honey. I've learned that on WebMD. People never get the flu. You only get the flu in the fall.
You can get the flu anytime.
Anytime.
Well, I mean, you can get it anytime, but you look at statistics. I'm a nurse with the health department, and we look at trends, and there's no really flu going around. I mean,
honey, if you're a nurse, stop for a second and think about what I went through first. I have a pretty messy background with my kidneys. I only have one.
Right.
So
when you said you had a fever of 103, I'm automatically thinking infection.
Well, honey, that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is, a bladder infection, and I now have the correct antibiotics for it. You understand?
Stop.
Nurse Betty. Stop for a second, Nurse Betty. When I originally passed the kidney stone, they prescribed the wrong antibiotics.
I know.
You didn't listen to that part, did you?
No, you didn't.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
Yeah. What is that? Having said that, you are with a capital C.
Somebody give me a C.
I pray that I'm not the next person in your hospital. Can you picture that if the nurse, and you go, oh, my God, I just got run over by a car, and she'll go, now what happened? You got a hangnail? I wasn't really listening.
I want all nurses to be like nurses in Peter North movies.
Oh, well, those are good nurses.
Peter North. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So I think he's like 10.
You're feeling better.
You know, you just steamroll.
Good afternoon.
Well, yeah.
The next time I'm at the hospital, I'm going to ask for Nurse Shelley, the screechy nurse with the inquisitive attitude.
I work for the health department. I did my hospital time at Greater South.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go. Uh-huh. One of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
Shelley?
Uh-huh.
Has a patient ever attacked you?
Well, yeah, when you worked at Greater Southeast, you had to be careful just because the
next,
area
next time, give in. Next
people
time, let them win.
People want to see real women exploring all kinds of different sexual fantasies.
Were you expecting a short answer from this lady?
I was.
Yeah.
I was expecting a hang-up. Hoping.
Bye, here you go.
Bye!
There she goes.
We've solved your problem, Mike.
What's
really?
That?
From Joe Artinger Labs. Actually, drugstore.com. The Chillo.
Oh, a chilled pillow.
That is funny. That's a funny product.
The Chillo.
This device creates the lasting cool spot on your pillow. Ooh, yours. Ooh, I'm sorry. Or used by itself for a variety of comforting uses. Oh. It needs no refrigeration.
The Chillo.
You know, I wouldn't get it because what is Stuart Scott famous for saying? He's as cool as the other side of the pillow.
Mm-hmm. I'd ruin it.
The Chillo.
This is
it electric?
It's terrific. Boogie, woogie, woogie. It's terrific for hot people, hot pillows, headaches, hot flashes, back pain, sunburns, sore feet, and great sleep.
I'd be thinking of the one-eyed, stuck-up Stuart Scott the whole time.
Mm-hmm. The other side of the pillow.
With the Chillo.
The Chillo.
The Chillo.
The workhorse of ESPN, Stuart Scott. the workhorse, the guy that likes to do everything.
And who doesn't hate the part on SportsCenter? Have you seen the thing now where they're doing Who's Hot Now?
No, I haven't seen that.
Okay, it's Stuart Scott, and really, that one lazy eye is really making a right-hand
turn
on Main Street now.
I think he's completely blind.
The one eye is going left, the other eye is going right.
Because if you see, if they ever get close enough to him, and they do occasionally, he looks like he ought to be in Pirates of the Caribbean.
We mustn't make
it. He truly does.
So it's Mike Wilbon and some other guy, and Keyshawn Johnson, who's wearing a pair of Chuck Taylors, and all I know is it's these three douchebags discussing if Anna Kournikova or Vince Young is a bigger star right now.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm going, this is why I'm watching ESPN. And another thing about ESPN, if you watch ESPN HD, SportsCenter, here's the deal. You watch SportsCenter, so you see the highlights in high definition.
Right.
It takes away from the high definition picture when you take one third of the screen to show what you're going to be running in the next hour.
Yeah, they understand? Have the hot list.
They do that thing like they do on PTI where they keep compressing and compressing. And I don't care that in 8 minutes you're going to be talking about the Yankees and the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. I want to see the full screen high def highlights.
For some reason, they believe that their audience is of such limited intellectual capacity that they have to actually, in the upper left-hand corner, put the subject they're talking about and then know what they're going to talk about the next 10 subjects in a row.
Now, it works on PTI because that's a show with two guys sharing their opinion. So you can look and you can say Tiger. You see on the list Tiger, that's all it says, and you go, oh, they're going to be debating something about Tiger Woods. On SportsCenter, it's like the right-hand corner is like Yankees win in slugfest.
But, you know, there is one part of me that says when you have that in the upper left-hand corner, you know if that's the order they're going to do the things in, that you're really going to get to it. Because on local news, for example, they will tease something, and then they will come back with something totally unrelated.
Here's my only complaint is that they're shrinking the screen, though.
Yeah, that's true. They're on the high-def screen there.
They're making the picture on high-def much smaller. Rob, yes, what?
Better than the Chillo, Don.
What?
It's the bed fan. It sucks cold air out from under your bed and forces it under your sheet.
Where'd you get that?
Which is good.
Throw that crap away.
Where did you get that?
Teelco.net, Don.
Okay, bye-bye.
All you have to do is set up the bed fan and tuck it in your bed sheet.
Bye, friend.
Bye, friend.
There he goes. The bed fan.
He comes over and gives it to me.
Do you like it? So you can save it when we talk about it again.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
What's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
Mike's going through the change.
I am not.
Male menopause.
I am not. I still have my period.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Attaboy. Thank you.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Don, I'm wondering, is Campbell Brown hot as balls now that she's pregnant?
I haven't seen her since she's been pregnant.
Really?
Oh, Jesus, man. Really? We got to check that out.
Someone's got to give that girl a cheeseburger. Seriously.
Somebody sort of did.
That's what the baby's doing for her, man. She's got the little mouth and everything.
No, Campbell Mouth. Campbell Brown.
Campbell Mouth has a big brown.
Good.
She does.
Check her out, man. She's hot as balls.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Campbell Brown.
Bye!
I'd like to see Campbell Brown pregnant.
I don't know. I don't think she's that hot.
Well, I mean, I'd like to see her with some meat on her bones and if she gains some pregnancy weight.
Yeah. If the boob fairy came to see her, sure, which that would be a wonderful thing.
I don't think so.
The heaving, well-implanted breasts caught my eye immediately.
Right. Campbell Brown, where is she?
I love my boobs.
There she is.
You know, I'd like to see a lot of the gals on the Today Show with child. I'd like to see Natalie Morales.
I just like to buy them all boob jobs.
Natalie Morales, definitely a candidate.
I let Meredith Vieira slide because I think she's just pretty hot the way she is.
Amen.
But let's face it, Ann Curry.
Get her one.
You know what that'd be? That'd be like making love to Jackie Chan. Ann Curry.
You're talking about an A, probably.
Yeah. A cup?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Natalie Morales, definitely an A.
Natalie Morales, boys undershirt.
Yeah, yeah. So that both candidates right there. Then, you have to give a reduction to Al.
Al Roker. Al Roker's bra.
He can share.
His man's ear. I love man's ear.
God, I wish there was some more big-breasted women delivering the news on TV.
I do, too. they get all hung up with that whole journalism thing.
Thank God Gervier Dinza is still on Channel 5, but the thing is she's on so very early in the morning.
It's not fair.
And Tracy Neal could show a little more cleavage, too.
Tracy Neal does.
Not enough.
Gervier Dinza dresses like she's just shown up from a nightclub sometimes.
I mean, really?
If you see her on the 5 a.m. news.
And God bless her for that.
And I love Gervier Dinza, and she's actually a listener of our show. Yes. My question would be, when do the clear braces come off?
Is she wearing braces?
I believe so, because they're impeding her speech.
Do you get a close enough look at her to see them, though?
Channel Def doesn't. If Channel 5 is still in low def.
Ah, that's no good.
So it's hard to tell, but she does wear slinky stuff to do the 5 a.m. news.
Hey, cleavage is just so wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a wonderful fashion accessory, and there's so little of it on major networks.
What did Burger Jeff say today? I know what it was. This weather guy who likes being a poet on Channel 4. Satin blue skies.
Oh. Yeah, my ass.
Faggot.
Satin blue.
Faggot.
And it's not this time of year in Washington.
Satin
it's not
blue.
Satin blue.
Satin blue skies are the Potomac's where golden sunshine. Ugh.
When you talk cleavage, it just makes me miss Lark McCarthy all the more.
Oh, God. Yeah, but she'd wear turtlenecks.
Yeah.
You'd never see the cleavage.
She'd wear a belt around her neck.
Sadly.
Oh, Lark.
God, I want more cleavage. Is it too much to ask? How many years have we been screaming for this, to just get a few more POAs on local Washington, D.C. television stations? I mean, is it really too much to ask?
She's got nice jugs as that chick in the Channel 5 helicopter. She used to work at
that. Yeah, that's what they do. You get nice boobs in this market, they send you up into the sky.
She used to have to work with Mark Kessler on 94.7. She used to be a DJ.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
All I know is that here's her one job. Turn around and expose your cleavage in the helicopter before we go to the shot. And it could be a generic shot of traffic. Who knows?
Does she show enough cleavage?
Oh, yeah.
We need more of it.
Except it's deceiving because she's one of those girls. She might be kind of a pig.
Right.
You know, she might be okay, like, from the waist up. It's hard to tell.
Well, then you get women like Barbara Harrison that are, you know, from a fashion standpoint. I mean, you're talking about clothes from the Eisenhower administration. and you know, that's labeled as okay. They think that they have to dress like congresswomen.
I'll tell you a lady who's holding two torpedoes down on her chest is Shannon Bream.
Oh, yeah.
I got to think.
She's covered up.
When she takes that blazer off when she gets home, it's like, boing, boing.
But totally covered up.
Yeah.
Wearing like man clothes.
Yeah, I know.
Like wearing a pastel blue leisure suit jacket with a black T-shirt underneath. And then, you know, you throw a pendant on top of it to feminize it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to sound like a gay fashion designer, but I'm a gay fashion designer.
You would know.
I would love to do it. I would love to sex up local news.
I'd love to take, what's that chick on Channel 7 that looks so bad? What's
the,
her name? Allison Starling.
Allison Starling, another classic example. Do you know what you could do with Allison Starling?
I would pay for that breast job.
I don't think you might not even need it, but she's all covered up.
Well, you would never know. They dress her like she's on Little House on the Prairie,
right.
for God's
sake. She's dressed like she wears Star Trek uniforms. She doesn't wear normal, you know, I want lace.
Meanwhile,
lingerie.
You know, Jan Fox out there with her gray hair could be naked on the street. No one would pay attention to her.
Paula Deen with the news. God. I mean, really. Just spice it up. They do it in L.A. I mean, if they can do it in L.A., really? Why can't they do it here? Just spice it up a little bit.
And
little
seriously,
something.
I know I've discussed this forever. Get Lisa Baden some pasties, and when they do the cutaway for the traffic, show those jugs.
I think if they did that, if they went with your pasty plan, those would be underneath the crawl.
Lisa Baden has
they'd have
incredible, huge memories.
It's her next career
I mean,
step.
They just,
but you
man.
But you want to talk seriously. I mean, she wears the clothing she wears. She got it off the set of The Music Man. I mean, Jesus.
Okay, so she doesn't have a clothing allowance to be on TV.
But it's just not an allowance. She still has to buy it. Where the hell does she get it? Does she go to, does she go to a costume shop?
Oh, can I tell you someone else that I do on TV?
Who?
Have you seen Leslie Foster on Channel 9?
I have not.
Sunday morning?
I think I have.
Oh.
I think you're.
Oh, is
I
she
mean,
sweet?
Like head of the class.
She is so sweet. Oh. She has to sit there next to Herman Munster, Tony Pan.
You know who also is sexy? The new sports lady on Channel 4.
Zerniak?
Yeah, I know you don't like her because she's part of the Big Mouth Club. But she's got the most amazing smile.
She's got that
great
new
set of choppers.
Joker products.
Oh,
mouth.
I think she's hot.
That
I think
huge
she's
mouth.
Fantastic.
And besides, George hired her. And you know what that means. Like everyone in the Channel 4 sports department, they have to sleep with George Michael to get their job.
That's right.
Male and female.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if you doubt that, just ask Wally Bruckner.
Why do you think he got fired?
He wasn't pleasing the master. He wasn't pleasing his master.
George Michael.
Oh, my God. What's her name, the Channel 4 sportscaster?
Lindsay Zerniak. Zerniak. I'm sorry about that.
That's why the great old days of program directors that you worked for, she, you know, Zerniak.
Yeah. Zerniak.
Don't you think she needs to get Leslie Pepper?
There you go.
Leslie Pepper. There's her new nickname.
Much catchy.
Leslie Pepper.
Oh, I like Pepper as the last name. It should Zerniak. Be like Lisa Pepper. Mm-hmm. My name.
All right, you take part
Margie
of the...
Pepper. Hold on. How about the...
Margie Pepper? Margie Pepper.
Lindsay Swallow.
Was that Rob?
Yeah. Thank you, Rob.
God.
She's not a bird, Rob.
Lindsay's good. Lindsay's great.
Good name.
Sexy, unique, Lindsay. Mm-hmm.
Something like Lexi. Lexi Lindsay. No, that's like a Lindsay Lohan.
How about... Lindsay Z.
Lindsay with a Z.
Now she's starting to sound like a hitman. The Zerniak.
Let me think if there's anyone else worth mentioning. Oh, Allison Seymour. She got a really nice butt. I'm not a big fan of the butt,
you
but
like
she's hot. Yeah. She's on Channel 5.
On Channel 5. And so you remember all the names of these
things. Yeah.
Well, you know,
like that one on Channel 9, the anchor lady.
It's who I am, Mike. It's what I am. I tell you, someone I wouldn't want to mess with. You ever seen the chick that does not the traffic in the helicopter, but the chick that's in the studio on Channel 5?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
You ever seen the days when she wears a sleeveless dress in?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And really, you could be looking at Fred Sanford's arms.
Looks kind of like an old Sicilian woman in mourning.
She has Phil Leotardo's hair.
Wow.
Except it's black. Her hair is black.
Yeah.
Dark.
Don't mess with her.
No, you put her arms together, it looks like fresh rolls coming out of the oven at Subway.
We love them all. And don't you think every single one of them could use an extreme makeover?
And you know, why don't they ever come here? I wonder this year. No.
Because of these discussions.
You know why? Because like today I turned on Channel 5 and our friend Tony Perkins is off at Donnie Simpson's show.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a thing where Channel 5 is sending him out every single day of the week to go whore off some radio station that'll give him publicity. Hmm. Well, you have an afternoon newscast. Send one of your pretty boys over here.
They don't trust us.
What?
They don't trust us.
Send Steve Chalamet. Hey, I'm Steve Chalamet, everyone. I'm a guy that talks like this
right
no matter
right.
what the story. I might be saying, it's going to be sweltering. Or I might say, 2,500 troops killed in Iraq. It doesn't matter. My delivery's the same. Steve Chalamet.
There I am.
On Fox 5.
Super duper.
So the guy is dead, huh? Well, we got a good-looking weekend. Here's Gary McGrady.
Let's check and see what's burning or bleeding today.
Thank ye. And also, this will surprise you,
what?
Out of left field, Sam Palka's looking a little better.
Really?
You do surprise
I
don't know us. What's wrong with you.
Hey,
what are you talking about? I saw Sam last week.
I'm being honest about Sue Palka. I mean, we kid her, mainly because her husband is a tool who used to do radio. That's how I remember that guy.
That's true.
Joe Palka.
Hi, I'm Joe Palka.
Remember the guy used to do like a weekend shunt and would make veiled references towards us?
Yeah, kind of negative.
Oh. Yeah.
Kind of negative, very negative.
Mm. And that's why we started calling his wife Sam. His wife does the...
Wasn't he like a Bob Madigan wannabe?
Yeah. See, and he was one of those poor, unfortunate guys. His wife... was more popular and in the same field more popular than he was.
Yeah.
So no matter what AM station he went to do a weekend shift on...
He was always nowhere near his wife in stature.
He was dwarfed by her stature.
Well, dwarfed by her in general.
Yeah.
By her pay.
She's very tall.
Anyway, I mean, just to be fair...
You know what you do? You have to log some time with LA TV because then Sue Palka will start looking real to you again. Not like this, you know, really. I mean,
Let me just say this, Mike.
What, did you take the bridge to Terabithia and see Sue Palka?
Hey.
Sue Palka, are we talking about the same lady?
How about a compliment? You ready? She looks her age.
That's nice.
Okay.
You sweet talker.
I understand. So she's like one of the moms in the neighborhood that...
She might as well be driving a Chrysler minivan, sitting waiting to pick up the kids. You know?
She's curious.
She's not quite a MILF.
Hey, she is another one. That probably with the right amount of help.
Sure.
If you brought the people in there.
I don't know. That would be real construction.
real construction. But I'm just talking, what about just an outfit? Just first, a nicer outfit.
I've seen her try to dress sexy.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen her try to dress
they all,
sexy.
Mm-hmm. It's pantsuit city over there. You know, for God's sakes, they ought to dress. They ought to let these women dress like the stylish women of the day.
Meanwhile, Katie Couric has legs that won't quit, and they hide those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at this point, why would you just have Katie Couric do the news naked? No one's watching her. No one watches the CBS Evening News.
Right.
Those ratings are going down faster than Man Cow's ratings.
Gone. You know, if she did that, they'd just label it a cheap publicity stunt.
You imagine?
And then, you know, all the other anchors would have to be naked, too. Charlie Gibson.
Yeah.
Now I'm watching.
You know, Brian Williams. You'd have to get them all.
Brian Williams.
This is Brian Williams. We noticed on the other network that Katie Couric has taken off all her clothes. So not to be outdone, here I go, but I'll be leaving my striped tie on.
And did you see the pictures in the Inquirer of her and her young boy toy?
Katie
Couric.
Who's she dating now?
I don't know. Some guy way younger than she is.
Younger
and it was one of those.
She's done that before a couple of times.
Was one of those great, absolutely caught in the moment photos where they're leaving a bed and breakfast.
Oh.
And she's walking in front and barking some command, and the poor guy is carrying four bags behind her.
She's dating the kid from Two and a Half Men.
Well, they're very happy.
At least in the same company.
Thank you, Rob. Okay, let's pause, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.